A reading from the book of Genesis. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought bread and wine. He was a priest of God Most High. He pronounced this blessing. Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High for handing over your enemies to you. And Abraham gave him a tithe of everything. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. Your foes beneath your feet. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Lord will send from Zion your scepter of power. Of all your foes. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before daybreak I begot you. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. This is what I received from the Lord, and in turn passed on to you. That on the same night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and thanked God for it, and broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as a memorial of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this as a memorial of me." Until the Lord comes, therefore, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming his death. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus made the crowds welcome and talked to them about the kingdom of God. And he cured those who were in need of healing. It was late afternoon when the 12 came to him and said, "Send the people away, and they can go to the villages and farms around, about to find lodging and food. For we were in a lonely place here." He replied, "Give them something to eat yourselves." But they said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy the food ourselves for all these people." for there were about 5,000 men. But he said to his disciples, "Get them to sit down in parties of about 50. They did as they were told. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, raised his eyes to heaven, and said the blessing over them. Then he broke them and handed them to his disciples to distribute among the crowd. They all ate as much as they wanted, and when the scraps remaining were collected, they filled 12 baskets. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends, today we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, the blood and body of Jesus Christ, the feast. And the gospel was on the multiplication of loaves. Jesus fed 5,000 men. That means there are numbers not counted. Once a catechist asked the children, "You can ask any question from the Bible, I will answer. If I don't answer, you will get $100. Then a boy stood up and asked, "Can you give the names of 5,000 people who were fed by Jesus?" So Jesus is feeding 5,000. And this miracle is recorded in all 4 Gospels. The disciples have returned from their mission. They need a rest. They want to have a little break. But Jesus saw a multitude coming. A multitude without shepherd. And Jesus welcomed them. And he makes them feel wanted. Why? Because he had a compassion. Jesus was so compassionate to the people. But the people are really in protest. They said, "It is too much. Where do we get the bread for these people?" That was a question. But they find some that a boy's mother has packed a lunch for him. And he is willing for Jesus to have it. And Jesus is asking, "What do you have?" 5 loaves and 2 fish. "Give it to me." That was the only simple answer. And he lifts his eyes to heaven and bless them and praise God. Sometimes, dear friends, our family resources, personal resources are inadequate to meet our needs. But we need to lift our eyes above, up. We can give it to God for his blessing. If we place everything in the hands of Jesus, let him bless it. That is the process of faith. And he turns, blesses them, places them back in our hands, multiplied, more powerful than we could have imagined. Our smallness in our eyes must not be an obstacle. It is the lesson of Abraham offering Isaac. It is the lesson of Gideon seeing his small but inadequate army whittled down to a pitiful 300. It is a lesson all we face it, really. We don't have anything. Sometimes we ask in this church, where is God? Why he is not answering my question? And without his blessing, we cannot multiply anything. Jesus breaks it. Blessing and brokenness goes together. Let him bless our tears. Let him bless our all painful experience. Let him bless all our fearful forthcoming days. Let him bless all our unanswered questions. What we want is just give it to him. Let him bless. Take him. And he praises and he give it to the Father. Sometimes we are in the middle of unanswered questions. We come to a Sunday morning church. We go for praying and there is no answer. But Jesus says nothing. Just to say, what do you have? Give to me. Let me bless it. But one thing he demands. He says, come and sit down. If a family sits together, shares together their concern, and if the family together give it to the Lord, Lord will bless and multiply it. But we don't miss the end words of this gospel. The leftover adds up to 12 full baskets. There are 12 disciples. It's a teaching to the disciples. A basket full for each disciples. This is an answer to the disciples. The disciples asked, where do we get? We don't have anything. But Jesus gives full of basket for each disciples. And a basket full of each disciple, but the disciples had to serve the hungry multitude first. Only after that did they each collect their basket full. Today we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi. The Eucharist provides spiritual strength for our need, for our long journey. The act of receiving the Eucharist is a spiritual meal. When you receive the Eucharist, we don't receive it as a simple, very material thing. It is the person, real person of Christ. It is the celebration of the abiding presence of a loving God as Emmanuel, God with us. It says one thing, do not be discouraged in our life. It says, we are a power bearer, a Christ bearer, Christus, Christophorus means Christ bearer. But Jesus says, you are in full power. Our destiny is not decided by Judas, but Jesus, the most powerful God. Let's receive and participate in the Eucharist in such a way, as well as we sit together and place everything into the hands of Jesus. Even if we cannot answer, let him bless, multiply it, and give in abundance. Amen.